I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Friday, Red Friday. Somebody was asking the location they can come see you on the text line.
Oh, so. Yeah. Today at the Community America Credit Union on 64th Street in KC Mo, just up north of the river there on 64th Street. We'll be out there today from 11 to 1. Free food for the first 100 people who show up today, which is outstanding. You got a free lunch on a Friday. You get the opportunity to meet the Chiefs cheerleaders today. You get an opportunity to hang out with KC Wolf. And you told me the last time you did a Community America Credit Union event, they had a prize ATM, and people are going to have an opportunity to pick up some Chiefs prizes
and
tickets. Debit,
like a bank card into a slot, and then it opens up a drawer, and there's something in there for you no matter what. It's not anything that's not there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Plus, you can win a pair of Chiefs tickets.
Yeah, so much fun. So come out today from 11 to 1, get some free food for the first 100 people, your picture with the Chiefs cheerleaders and KC Wolf, and an opportunity to win some great Chiefs prizes. We'll be at the Community America Credit Union branch on 64th Street in KC Mo, north of the river, later on today.
Starting to make sense with Bronny James. Real quick, the G League debut with the South Bay Lakers on Saturday is sold out.
Oh.
And now people are reselling their tickets, starting at $200.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Capitalism at its finest there, boys.
Where do they play?
South Bay. I don't know.
South Bay Lakers. I was just wondering how big the arena is.
Probably
like a 5,000-seat arena.
I'd assume it's probably
they playing at the Armory.
Silverstein or whatever that's called. Cable Dahmer.
Right? Something like that, I would imagine.
1,800.
Yeah, a big small venue. So,
who knows?
Cool. Good for Bronny James.
We could type in South Bay Lakers, and then you could...
South Bay. Is that in L.A., or is that like in San Francisco?
It's just
South
Bay.
I don't know.
Get some hay.
Yeah.
What do you say?
They play at the training complex in El Segundo.
El Segundo.
How many people does that seat?
I'm trying.
Maximum capacity.
Yeah. The training center. That's what they call it. So they're practicing it. They're playing at a practice facility?
Yes.
It is in L.A., so the practice facility could be like surprising, like 10,000 people could be there.
Yeah. It's true.
Never know. This is terrible radio.
Yeah,
should we get into the best part of our show, which is every Friday, which we do, which is In the Script?
Yeah.
It is my favorite because it lets us know how we know absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
If you need to find out how much we know, go back and listen to Monday and listen to Bob's script. It was great. Or Tuesday, I guess. I don't know what day
it was. Whatever day it was, right?
But you never know. One week he's telling you Kareem Hunt's going to score 2 touchdowns, and he does it. The next week he's going to tell you McDuffie's going to get an interception, and he still doesn't do it. So I tell you things that get wrong. Sometimes we're right. Whoever wants to go first, Bob, you can go first.
I'll go first. It's all brought to you by our friends over at Folling. And don't forget this weekend, $2 drinks at Folling. Beer, cider, seltzers, $2 all weekend long. Over at Folling. This game's going to be close for the first half, okay? It's going to be one of those games where standing in the concourses at halftime, commiserating, going, I don't know what's going on here, you know, one of those type of games. I know we're going to have those moments around halftime in this game against the Denver Broncos. Fans will be nervous because the Chiefs will only be up by a small margin at halftime, whether that be 3 or 4 points. Then Patrick Mahomes will take over. We'll see DeAndre Hopkins build on his game from last week. He goes 7 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Worthy shows up big this weekend. We're going to see that jet sweep. We're going to get him involved early in the offense because they want to rebuild his confidence, let everybody know that they didn't lose confidence in him, even though he didn't know where the sidelines were last week and had a really bad game last week. This is the game they rebuild his confidence. We're going to see him get that jet sweep, maybe a handoff. They're going to utilize his speed, let him realize some success. That's why Andy Reid is the best in the business, because when somebody's feeling down, he knows how to prop them back up. So we'll get that early jet sweep, gain some momentum, gain some confidence. He'll come up with a big 40 plus yard catch as well on Sunday. Kareem Hunt, still the workhorse in this offense. He'll score you a red zone touchdown. Kelce continues his hot streak, 6 catches, 75 yards and a touchdown. Chiefs pull away in the second half. They'll win this thing somewhere 28-10.
Love it. I'll start with mine then. These games are always kind of ugly to start, as Bob mentioned. It's messy. It's gross at the beginning. I predict the Broncos, you know, as we see the Chiefs sometimes do, let up an early lead, right? Spags kind of figuring things out at first. Bo Nix really excited. He mentioned he's really excited to play at Arrowhead. We'll see how long that lasts. They get an early lead. It's off, you know, something stupid, though. It's a great return. It's a blown coverage. It's a missed tackle from the Chiefs that we saw last night in that Ravens game where it's an 82-yard touchdown just because he didn't tackle him and get him out of bounds. And after that, the Chiefs will settle in. And then I kind of expect just dominance and control the rest of the way. This will be the first game Kareem's been back that he won't score a touchdown for the Chiefs. He'll have a lot of yards, but yeah, he won't get in the end zone this time. It'll actually be Carson Steele. This week he'll get in the end zone on a short 1 yard fullback dive of some sort. Kelce will get in the end zone, and Xavier Worthy will also get pay dirt. Kind of like what Bob was saying, Andy Reid, you have a bad week, he's going to force feed you that ball. He's going to make you feel confident again. And then Josh Uche, the newcomer on the defensive side, he's going to get his first sack as a Kansas City Chief.
I like that play.
Yeah, 24-10 for the Chiefs.
Okay, I like that.
First off, I want to start my script with, you know, and most importantly, a warm welcome to Bo Nix, who's excited to play at Arrowhead. But we'll also be excited to exit Arrowhead as well after this game.
That was fun for the first 10 minutes.
See ya.
Yep. Be careful what you wish for would be my message to Bo Nix. I will say this, last week versus a bad defense in Baltimore, they were aggressive. This week, Denver will be conservative. That will get him beat and beat bad. Chris Jones, big game, 2 sacks. Justin Reed, hard-hitting vet, once again making his presence known on the field. Trent McDuffie will still not have an interception, but he will have a play that we will be talking about on Monday. I don't know what that play is, but it'll be something as the fact that Bob Fesco will look at me in the face and say, boy, Trent McDuffie made another one of those Trent McDuffie plays. I think the other thing that will keep continuing to happen is Mahomes and the 2024 trio will continue to ride that kingdom wave. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins. That will lead the way on the offensive side. And two of those three will score. Chiefs will win. The score will be 31-13, and they will clinch the AFC West, as it will then be on to Buffalo, where they will try to clinch the AFC's number one seed. That is my script.
Alrighty. I like it, man.
Yeah, love it.
Do you think Trent McDuffie will ever have an interception?
Seriously.
What's crazy. More likely to happen first? Patrick Mahomes to throw for 4 touchdowns in a game or Trent McDuffie to get an interception?
Mahomes.
I would think Mahomes too.
Yeah, right? Nobody throws it to Trent McDuffie.
Nobody does. No. And that's why I hate stats, because this guy doesn't have any interceptions. He also doesn't have a target this year. Nobody's throwing his direction. So if nobody's throwing his way, how can he get an interception? I mean, he's got to go the other side of the field. And okay, thank you, sir.
Well, it's like Jamar Chase. What did he have? 3 touchdowns, 260 yards last night against Trent McDuffie. He was crying after the game.
He had 60-some yards and complained to the refs.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he had against McDuffie.
11 for 264 and 3 touchdowns.
He was brilliant last night.
He was unreal. I know,
but he was also playing against a JV squad on defense. That's rough. Even still, they took advantage of it, right?
Yeah, they did.
Took advantage of it.
55-piecer. On fantasy football.
Yeah. And people will look at that game by Cincinnati and say, see, this is why they're better than the Chiefs. Look at the output they had on offense last night. Sir, they played against the JV squad. Well, I mean, but 34, I mean, they lost, but they still put up there. And look, it doesn't matter. They lost the game. They lost the football game. They're not better than the Chiefs. Go sit back down.
Y'all are crazy if you think it's going to be a 14-point difference. Thank you for listening. We try to be a little exaggerant on our script.
I have an 18-point different.
Yeah, I'm the least with 14, so I guess I'm the most
reasonable. I stopped saying that Trent McDuffie was going to get an interception and start saying that the Chiefs are going to get a blowout, because one of them's going to happen first.
Which happens first, a 41-10 game or a Trent McDuffie interception?
41-10 game.
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think so, too. I stand on business with that.
I think it's going to be very hard for Trent McDuffie to get an interception because the opportunities are so limited.
It's either going to
have to. And that's a great thing.
It's an amazing thing. It proves how elite he is. It's either going to have to be an extremely ill-advised throw from a quarterback where McDuffie's like, sweet, that's an easy pick. Or, you know, tipped up in the air and he's in the right spot sort of thing. But it's going to be tough. It's just so good.
Which quarterback do you think will truly challenge Trent McDuffie first?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's next week.
He challenged L'Jarius Sneed in the playoffs and got a touchdown on him on a great play.
Yeah.
It was like the first touchdown L'Jarius Sneed gave up all year.
It was. That's right.
He threw it in the corner. It was like, I don't care if it's L'Jarius Sneed. I'm going to live and die on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only answer I think I can come up with.
So do you think he can pick off Josh Allen next week then? If Josh Allen's going to try to go to that well,
That's the zag, right?
So now we're getting into your Buffalo script. We are looking ahead.
We're not looking ahead. We got the Broncos this weekend. Focus.
Yeah, Hall of Famer Trent McDuffie, zero interceptions.
That's right. And that would be the thing. Trent McDuffie, unanimous selection to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Never had it, but you know people are going to sit in that room at his Hall of Fame. Oh, you didn't have any interceptions. And then I'm going to have to get in that room, and I should be the representative by that point in time, and go in there and say, here's the deal. Nobody threw at Trent McDuffie. Case closed. Move on.
Ooh, this is a tough one. What happens first, a McDuffie interception or a missed kick by Butker to lose a game?
Ooh.
I don't want to think about that other one.
I don't either.
As long as it's like, you know, regular season, but that's good.
I'm going to say that's a great one there. I'm going to say McDuffie gets an interception.
Me too, Me too.
I don't know. Haven't seen it in a while.
Haven't seen Butker miss anything in a while either. Yeah, I hate saying that out loud. I do. I hate saying it out loud. It's a great question on the text line, but I hate talking about it.
He stole all of Tucker's ice in his veins, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tucker missed another one last night.
Who?
Justin Tucker.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
JT.
I don't know.
Ever since you fold around and found out with Kelce and Mahomes in the end zone, it ain't been the same, bud.
Are you talking about like the second best kicker in the NFL?
That's Tucker? It. Yep.
Is that him?
I think the second best kicker in the NFL might reside in Dallas, unfortunately.
Yeah, Aubrey.
Yeah, he's a stud. Some stats that'll blow you away as to why the NFL continues to reign supreme in the world of sports in the United States. It's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You are listening to a Red Friday edition of Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Hate it or love it, we're right back here on Fesco and Dusty. Matt Camone, our executive producer, with us as well. The full band of Cody and Gold back, and we will have Drew Nixon today on the roundtable. Will Drew Nixon bend the knee?
It's getting close. I know he in our group text last night, this is how losers speak, right?
Oh.
Well, I'm just being honest with you, Drew, Bengal fan. He goes, you know, it really hurts the Bengals if we let the Broncos win this weekend. Part of me's like, part of me's like, nah, screw that.
Nah, whatever.
Maybe Alex Gold can explain this.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
She's such a smooth ride.
Gotta go, Alex.
She's such a smooth ride.
I can explain this because I will always self-deprecate myself. Boy, was I wrong. If they beat Baltimore tonight, they will win that division.
Well, nope.
That was quick.
Well,
if they beat Baltimore tonight, they will win that division.
You're not wrong because you said if they beat Baltimore, they win they didn't beat Baltimore,
so it's done.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
You said if.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and so it's done.
Yeah.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Yes, yeah. Mitch Holtis, I promise. We were kind of going through the X or the Twitter world, and you stumbled upon what I and Alex Gold and some others have stumbled upon about the 2024 NFL season.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah, there's Brian McCarthy, who runs PR for the NFL, tweets a lot of interesting stuff every once in a while. And, you know, we live in a world where we think every game should be 35-0. That's just not the case with the Chiefs or with the NFL.
Real quick, do you think that's because the talent is getting more equal?
On both sides of the ball, you mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Look at what the Chiefs have done. I mean,
the
talent on defense is just as good, if not better, than the talent on offense, right?
I just figured that's why that would define
the league is just constantly changing, guys. Like, it's never going to be the
that's
same.
That's why you bring in Norv Turner.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You
know. Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. In an ever-changing league, Norv Turner's going to run our offense now.
Well, then
you're
It's like...
guy ran the wishbone.
It's like, what's his face, Mark Davis, instead of like being smart, he just went into the phone booth that Bill and Ted took and
got Napoleon
to explain their history project. Here's Norv Turner to tell us what our offense is. You need to run the wishbone.
What did you expect the Raiders to like? That to me, I look at that organization right now, they're never going to get out of their own way. We'll be dead and gone before the Raiders do anything ever again. It is unbelievably awful. But Norvell Turner is the guy that you chose to be the steadying for whatever you want to say, bad decision. But anyway,
this league's constantly changing,
right? And so the 24 NFL season is the most competitive NFL season to date. This league's been around 105 years or whatever it's been. 75 games have been decided by 7 points or fewer, and 65 of those games by 6 points or less, both the most through week 9 in NFL history. So when we're sitting here saying, why aren't we blowing these teams out? Why aren't we blowing teams out? Perspective, right? Perspective all the time. I tell, you know, a lot of people, like, your perception is your version of the truth. And, you know, how you perceive things, how you believe things, that's your version of the truth. And people believe that, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes isn't playing great this year. And the Chiefs, you know, that something is wrong with their team offensively. And then you look at the facts and you look at the evidence and you go, oh, they're doing exactly what the rest of this league is doing. This league is a close league. This league, and I say it all the time, no matter how bad the Raiders are or how bad the Panthers or the Giants are or these bottom feeders are, you're about 4 players away from being really good in the NFL.
Yeah, he also gives a little bit more deep cuts or little stat nuggets to the dish, because we had a topic the other day, last week, I think it was, why blowouts aren't happening, right? It's the closest games have been in a season.
Yeah.
Some of that could be because they've gone back in time to, like, go back to what the NFL used to be. First off, the kickoff rule that we all hate is going nowhere.
Right.
And I'll tell you why, because 60% increase in kick returns this year. That's a 66% increase through this first 9 weeks of the season.
Isn't that wild?
So, like, where you think they just keep bombing out of the end zone, you're very wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's up, and it's way up.
Well, I had no idea it was up that much.
Well, could I give some context, though? 66% of what was 8%.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's be clear. Right, you're up now to 10 or 12%. You're not up to this 50, 60%
margin. But it's working.
It's working.
Which means if the NFL finds something that works, they stick with it.
Yeah, I think,
or in 5 years, they tinker with it. 45.4 points per game. That's the highest average through week 9 since 2021. And then it was 46.8. Passer ratings are the fifth highest mark through week 9 in NFL history. 91.7, which means people are finding out that it's better to be consistent than it is to be, you know, maybe more like a gambler.
Yeah, as you get through these numbers, I want to get back to that passer rating and explain why it's higher than it's ever been.
Yeah. The other three stats, 65.3 completion percentage, which is the third highest percentage, 245.1 rushing yards per game. That's the most through week 9 since 1990.
Ooh.
They are running the football.
The running back
again,
is back, baby.
Which is hilarious and ironic, because last year they almost got a committee together with Austin Eckler and company that said, we're being disrespected with our paychecks. Hold on, because they're becoming relevant once again.
And didn't Carolina just, you know, drop a cool 50 mil on a running back in the last 2 days?
Detroit did the same thing. They are going double tandem. The Chiefs might be doing the same thing with Thunder and Thunder. No Lightning, just Pacheco and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
And then another one to finish it off, 4.49 rushing yards per attempt. The second highest average through week 9 in NFL history, only trailing 2022. So, again, rushing yards are up. Rushing attempts are up. Now, again, there's a lot more mobile quarterbacks. Drake May, Bo Nix, Lamar Jackson. Those guys are running the ball, too, so that helps.
Yeah, sure.
But also, teams are using dual-threat running backs. Teams are leaning on their running. Like, Derrick Henry's the leading rusher in the NFL. It's 2024. He's been around since 2014, it seems.
It's safer. Less mistakes. Lot less mistakes in running the football than there are in throwing the football. And that goes back to the passer rating being the fifth highest mark and the completion percentage being one of the highest of all time. Because we're throwing the ball a lot less. We don't have to make these big throws. We don't have to make these big plays. We don't have to make these big moments on every single play, because when you run the football, it makes it so much easier to throw the football. And there's now high percentage throws, high percentage routes that are being run. Like, the running game, guys, opens everything up to be so much better from an offensive standpoint. And now teams are gearing up to stop the run, and that's why at this point in the year, now you can go over the top a little bit. Everybody's trying to stop the run. Boom, DeAndre Hopkins. Boom, Xavier Worthy. Boom, Travis Kelce over the top, because everybody knows you've got to stop the run in the NFL.
For those who missed it, we asked the question, the hypothetical of what happens first, Trent McDuffie interception or fill in the blank. This one says, what's first, McDuffie interception or Kelce becomes a dad?
Ooh.
Wow.
The other one's really funny. What happens first, a McDuffie interception or Norv Turner getting into a nursing home?
Maybe that's the poll question Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it.
What happens first? Trent McDuffie interception or other? Whatever your
fill
other
in the blank
is.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Kelce, dad, I'm going to say.
I think so, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're going to see it. I think we're going to see a nice little family soon. Yeah.
Gosh, that would be awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of people rooting for that in Kansas City.
I'm
like Dana
for that.
And all her friends, right? Yeah.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
In reference to why the NFL stats are the way they are today, it's not because of what you said. It's because, no, it's the deep safeties.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Let me tell Mac, you something.
She's such a smooth ride.
Ryan at Cactus at 159th. Get the Classe Azul ready. I'm coming in early today.
Oh, it is Friday.
Oh, man. No, it's the deep safety.
I had to, man. I couldn't resist.
Oh, it's so great.
It's like, don't do it, Dusty. Don't do it, Dusty. Don't do it.
I did it.
Well, actually, it's, the deep shape.
Jeez, man. That's awesome. I love it.
Interception or a game where Kelce doesn't have a catch?
Ooh, that's a good one, too. You guys are happening first.
They're on it today,
baby.
They
are, yeah.
Red Friday. Apparently, somebody says PETA's going to be at the game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about a beaten Bronco.
That's good, too. I do like that. That's really funny.
I was behind you yesterday on the highway, and I couldn't believe you were a Broncos fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got one on the back of your car.
That's right. No, I've had people. I told you that story. I can't believe you live in Kansas City. You drive Bronco.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Yep. It's the two safeties. That's right.
That's not a cheese blanket. That is a wet blanket right there. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is weird. What happens first? Trent McDuffie interception or Dusty gets domesticated? I become an animal on a farmland? That'd be weird, dude.
It's super weird, bro.
Over here is the pasture. To your left is a former radio host now
just
chained
out here
up in the field.
Hay.
Just eating wheat because he said something about a wheat war. Is he in a diaper? He is.
Yeah.
Man, McDuffie interception or the referees do not help the Chiefs?
They never help the Chiefs. I've not seen the referees help the Chiefs one time.
Somebody asked what was more impressive, the flu game or Dusty's throat show?
The flu game.
Okay. I don't know, man.
It's playing in an NFL game. I know he lost, but
I had another one of those hot toddy slash teas.
I had one last night, too.
Dude,
it's a game changer.
I was out, man. It was like I watched that game. It took so much out of me that I was like, man, that was exhilarating final, like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Started up. And then I put a little single barrel. What is that? That I Four Roses.
Now, Four Roses is good.
Little
yeah.
splash of that, little honey, little tea, little lemon, soaked all together, stirred up. Was like, hello, good night.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's starting the music. That means we're late to the cover, too. Mac, what are you covering this weekend?
How did you know? I'm going to do Bucks Niners. It's one of my cover twos. It's a great matchup. If the
it's
Niners
such a smooth ride.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
If the Niners lose this game,
someone said I was gonna get domesticated, dude. Do you know how that makes me feel?
You're like,
I'm scared as hell now to leave. I'm gonna have that like pig lady from Saw inject my neck. I'm gonna wake up to a guy being like, hello, Dusty.
You're coming up to the fence.
For years, you've had horrible takes.
Is it Tuesday? Yeah. Go to Alboreto's. Please come back.
Yeah.
Bring me tacos.
Yeah.
Domesticated.
Yeah, dude. So domesticated.
So when's Dusty getting married? Is that what you're wanting to know, right?
Oh, married to the farm. All right, anyways, cover two, Mac.
Bucks, Niners. If the Niners lose this game, I really start to question if they can make the playoffs. They'd be right around that 500 mark. And after this, the Niners have Seattle, Green Bay, the Bills, the Bears, and the Rams. Like, that's a tough schedule.
That's a hell of a road to hoe.
It is. And then to juxtapose that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if they win this game, or even if they lose this game at 4-6, they play the Giants, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Cowboys? This Bucs season is not over, folks. If they were able to win in San Francisco, this team has a real shot to make the playoffs. So I'm marking that.
This game is massive for both teams. Mm. And then Jets and Cardinals. The Jets are already done, but a loss would just kind of put this to bed. Like, Aaron Rodgers could just be done playing. Mm. Davante Adams could just be done. This would be nice. So, yep, let's go Kyler Murray.
Before we get into Bob's cover, too, a few more. A McDuffie interception or Aaron Rodgers taking over-the-counter medication?
No, how about a McDuffie interception or Aaron Rodgers admitting he's the problem?
Duffy interception or Dusty pays his debt to Sean Barber? Dude, whenever Sean wants to meet me or meet a place, I'll bring it for him. It's a bottle of Blanton's. It's whenever you want it. Anyways, your cover, too.
Well, I'm going to be covering most of the parking lot this weekend because I'll be out there. So, but I think Philly-Dallas is the only really good late game this weekend, other than the 7 o'clock game. We'll get to that in a second. But
explain to me how that's a good game.
Which one?
Philly-Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will explain to you how a good game, because I want to see how bad Philly kicks their ass.
Yeah.
Kick it so hard that Jerry melts.
Oh.
Okay, that's what I want to see. I want to see just an ass-kicking down there in Dallas. So that's why I think it's a good one. So we'll be watching that game in probably the second half when we get home. And then I'm going to be looking forward to the night game, Detroit versus Houston. I think it's a good test for the Texans, right? We can find out how legit a team they really are by how they play Detroit. If they beat Detroit, oh, my God, we're talking about can they beat the Chiefs, right? If they play Detroit close, we're like, maybe Detroit's been exposed by the Texans' defense. So I think there's a lot on the line for the Houston Texans this weekend by how they play the Detroit Lions. So I'm excited for that game on Sunday night. Those are the two ones that I'm kind of looking at.
Nice. Love that. My cover two, I don't know if it's like super simplistic, but Pittsburgh, Washington.
That's a noon game, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Better believe it. It's the game of the week, in my opinion. Mike Tomlin prize on rookie quarterbacks. Jalen Daniels has maybe a lot to prove. Washington really hasn't had a big win over a big team. Pittsburgh, as at least right now, is a big team record-wise, you know, whatever it may be. I know Baltimore is a half-game lead because technically they played more games and have more wins, but it's 6-3, 7-3, however you want to look at it with that record. But it gives so much in this game, right? You have the story that is Washington. Who's the real team, right? Is Pittsburgh a team that you can take seriously? Russell Wilson. Can he actually keep it together? He's been fine.
He's been good, yeah.
There's been a reason why they've kind of like tuned him in to kind of take over once he was fully healthy, which maybe he wasn't fully healthy, but he's been okay. They've also given him a target, Mike Williams. We'll see how he's incorporated this week. But again, this game has so much, right? Jalen Daniels, Washington's quarterback, rookie of the year candidate, running away with it. I can't think of his name. Their coach.
Campbell.
Dan Quinn, backwards hat guy. Can he continue to be the coach of the year? Can he keep Washington there? This, to me, right now, is a team of two equals. I think Washington is a good team. I don't know how good of a playoff team they are. I think Pittsburgh is a good team. I don't know how good of a playoff team and a threat they can possibly be. Who's going to take that next step? It's also a game in which you could probably see a T.J. Watt Defensive Player of the Year event happen, where it's like Daniels just met T.J. Watt for the first time on the NFL field and realized who he really is. T.J. Watt could take away this game very quickly. This is one of those Defensive Player of the Year T.J. Watt games. The other one that I'm covering.
Real quick before you go to your next one, like Tomlin is like 32-4 against rookie quarterbacks?
I think it's 27-4 or something like that when it comes to facing rookie quarterbacks.
He just destroys rookies.
Yeah, it was like J-Mac or Colin Cowherd. J-Mac brought that up with Cowherd on Wednesday because he also like loves this game, loves Pittsburgh and the spread. I think Pittsburgh's like a 2.5-point dog.
Yeah, plus 2.5.
I'm staying away from this game. Maybe take the under. I don't know. Washington's got a good defense. Pittsburgh, decent defense. The other thing that I'm covering is the Germany game. I know it's nobody that really cares about, right? I understand that it's Carolina and New York, but I'm watching it for all the wrong reasons. One, I love early football on a Sunday. It makes, especially when you have a noon game, because red zone this week, for me at least, is irrelevant. I'm not going to watch it after the noon game of the Chiefs, and I'm not going to watch it during the noon game because I'm going to be watching the Chiefs. So red zone's out.
Right.
So I'll get a little bit of love with this Germany game. Not really caring. It's like a train wreck, right? I'm watching two bad teams with two bad quarterbacks with two decently bad head coaches. I don't know about Daboll being a bad coach, but
I like Daboll.
I don't think you can tell where Brian Daboll is as a head coach. And he is saddled with poop.
Right. Yeah. And so really the only thing is I'll be covering is my cover two for that game is breakfast. Because mimosas start at 10 a.m. and I got breakfast. So Sunday, baby, it's mimosa time. Chiefs play at noon. Crack that bubbly open and then get a little precept
of what it is to the early game in Germany.
How long are you going to watch that Germany game?
I mean, I'll wake up at like probably 8:30.
It'll be on.
Because that's like sleeping in for 4 hours for us, is hard to believe. But yeah, waking up at 8:30 is a 4 hour sleep in. So like I'll be up and ready to go. It'll be on, you know, who knows, you know, just kind of watch that and be like, all right. I've been in the garage once. Mm-hmm. Need to go to Hy-Vee and get something for breakfast at halftime. Yeah. Halftime's what? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, probably. Well, 8:30. About 10 o'clock.
Little
yeah.
brunch action. And then all of a sudden, the Chiefs start noon.
Chiefs start. Yeah, you've already eaten. And
Miller High Life gets cracked.
Yeah, you had your breakfast and you're ready to go, man. So I love that. I'm so excited. It's a noon game this weekend.
I was just about to say, I love a noon game.
So excited for the noon game. And I know, like, we're taking the girls as well. And they're like, we got to get up at what time? I'm like, yeah, we're leaving at 5:30. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, bus leaves at 6.
But you'll also be home. By 4:30.
Well, that's what they said. Yeah. When do you think we'll be home? I go, probably about, I don't know, 5. I said 5 o'clock just for argument's sake by the time you get out and all that kind of stuff. 5, because we're going to be gone that long all day. I go, yeah, this is a big day.
No doubt about it. I want to ask a question on the other side, plus a random bullpen session question that came up yesterday. No, nobody was in that level of mindset, but it has to do with food, and the other one has to do with licking their chops. I will bring those up on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Question for Mac Morey from the 417. How are we coming along on the Watson Yeah easy button?
Oh, yeah. Did you get that
Watson,
figured out?
Yes!
Talking with Spec, we're in the works.
Are we really?
I'm trying, man. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we could sell those. And if you want to buy one, you contact Mac Morey on Twitter. but also, if you want a free T-shirt this weekend, we're going to be out at the Landing tomorrow from 2 to 4 in Liberty with Ben Maller for the Maller Meet and Greet. We're going to have some 96.5 The Fan T-shirts to give away. First come, first serve. So the earlier you get there, the more chicken fingers you eat, the more T-shirts you get, right? So just get on out there early. We'll be out there from 2 until 4 tomorrow at the Landing with Ben Maller in Liberty. Later on today from 11 to 1, I'll be out at the Community America Credit Union at 64th Street up north in KC Mo. We're going to be giving away free food for the first 100 people, pictures with Chiefs cheerleaders and KC Wolf. And of course, Dusty's got me all kinds of lubed up for the prize machine, the big ATM of prizes that we're going to give
you'll
away.
You'll think it's cool. I know it's like...
I know. You said a big ATM card. I'm like, I'm in.
Like, I wanted to do it so bad because I don't want to take away the prize, obviously, for being there as a representative of the station, but I just wanted to, like, do it once. Like, you can leave it, like, I'll give you some 96.5 The Fan footballs just so I can see, like, how... it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You win Chiefs prizes, and we're going to give away some Chiefs tickets as well. So you said big ATM card, and I'm like, where's this at? I'm definitely in. Can't wait. So come out today, 11 to 1, Community America Credit Union. Free food for the first 100 people that show up.
Right.
She's such a smooth ride.
He is so ready to do the show today.
Oh, I can imagine, right?
I just went out there and was... Oh, yeah. So you got the same vibe?
Oh, he's hopped up,
he
man.
He has his grilled...
He is walking around
he's
like...
He's got his grilled egg white chicken breakfast sandwich, his orange juice. He's so cute. And his hair's
the
gelled.
The grilled chicken egg white sandwich from Chick-fil-A is phenomenal.
It smells great out there.
It like, is wonderful.
Really I went out there and my 11 o'clock stomach was just like...
Yeah, that Chick-fil-A egg white grilled chicken egg white breakfast sandwich on the whole grain bun with a side of fruit. There you go.
Like, is anybody else spending $12,000 a year at Chick-fil-A?
Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
Yeah, well, Alex is serious. Like he was in early today. He's ready.
He's so amped up. Like, I haven't looked at him from the waist down yet, but I can only imagine.
Why is he so amped up? Can you please explain?
His biggest thing he hates the most in the NFL is Cincinnati. And it just so
like
happens.
Like father, like son, huh?
He went from having his, like, dream producer in Nick Schwartz, who was a KU grad, Alex, KU grad, KU fan, Chiefs fan, football. And then here comes Drew, right? Cincinnati,
yes.
Not a KU fan, loves indie sports, like, dives into the things, and it's just, it's perfect. Sometimes
awesome.
It works so great that way. Enjoy that.
So he's
that
just
show.
Happy because
oh,
of Drew.
He's
so schadenfreude
up.
For Alex, right? Happiness of the misfortune of others, right? A little schadenfreude there, Alex. I like it.
It'd be like if, you know, you had a producer that was a Broncos fan. Monday, you'd just be like, I love to do this show on Monday because I'm going to just stick it to the fan.
I got
to
be honest with you, I wouldn't have hired that person.
Yeah, well, good thing we went this route. Stomach talking, feed me.
I'm starving. Leave me alone.
I thought you were on a diet there, Sarah.
I love these fries. Does Mac get that or not?
No.
Unfortunately, Chris Farley. Yeah, no. Unfortunately, Chris Farley died way before Mac was ever
was
able
he
to.
Dead before you were born?
I don't think so.
He died in what, 98?
Oh, so Farley was born.
Farley's going to be, when you see the date of his death, you're going to go, oh my God, it's been that long.
Yeah.
Because John Candy's been dead longer than he was alive now, I think.
Yeah. He, let's see here, it's right here. Born February 15th, 1964. And he died December 18th, 1997, at the young age of 33.
He died before you were born.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good Christopher Lord. Crosby Farley. The funniest man I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. The Chippendale skit.
It's not even that, man. It's
Van down by the river. Everything.
He was so funny, he did the same movie twice in 2 years. He did Tommy Boy and Black Sheep. It is the same movie. It literally is. It's a deadbeat guy that's being followed around by a guy who's serious and David Spade and how they make it funny.
Right.
And I don't know which one's better. I tend to think Tommy Boy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Sheep's also hilarious.
You know how funny he is when everybody else on the set is just losing their mind. Like, go back and watch the Van Down by the River sketch.
Oh, yeah.
And watch David Spade in that.
And like, what's the girl's name?
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, Applegate.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just amazing. He was, so talented. So talented. What did you send me the other day with Chris Farley? I'm like, he's just so talented.
Oh, it was like the day before the election and I'm from Black Sheep.
And
he's like, I could go for a couple Oreos right now, if you get what I'm saying. A lot of people go to school for 12 years, Richard. Yeah, they become doctors.
Yeah.
Tommy went wingy. All right. Anyways.
Yeah, so good.
Beverly Hills Ninja. Have you ever seen that
Fat
movie, Mac?
Guy no. And little Coke.
So enjoy the laws of Missouri and somehow find Beverly Hills Ninja. It's the dumbest movie that you'll watch and you'll laugh your ass off.
Okay, do you know the Chippendales?
I think so. Yeah,
You don't know it if you know it.
Okay.
You
don't
know it. Do you know Van Down by the River?
It's crazy to think that both those guys in that skit are no longer alive.
Patrick Swayze, too. Yeah, we lost him a long time ago.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Random question. Is the Twix bar underrated, overrated, or perfectly rated?
How is it rated?
I think it's underrated. I think everybody runs to Reese's and Snickers, and I would be on the record to say I would take a Twix over Snickers.
I like a Twix bar. I had one last night. I had the left one. It's much better than the right, and that's because I'm left-handed, I guess. Okay. But it's labeled left or right. They clearly a difference, right?
Like it's actually dynamite.
Like it's a really good candy. Really is. Yeah, no, it's a nice piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
I think it's in my rankings top three. I think it's Reese's, Twix, and Snickers.
But Reese's is number one. Peanut M&M's are up there, and peanut butter. Can I put two different M&M's up there? Can I do peanut M&M's and peanut butter M&M's?
Chris Farley did two of the same movies, so why not?
That's true. Fair point.
Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're perfectly right. I think Twix are great.
Some people think, like, Alex says he doesn't eat them. He doesn't like them.
Oh, yeah, he was very against
them. Very against them.
How could you be against the Twix bar?
Like, Mac was sitting at the computer where Cody's at.
It was awesome.
Alex was sitting over here during a break, and I was like, let's see. Just watch his reaction. I came in, and he was like, what's up? And I was like, Twix bar. Ah, he's like, nah, not a fan. Nah. I just don't like them. That's it. All right. Fair enough.
Why? What's not to like about
like
the caramel?
Twix?
Okay, that's fair. So yeah. He's not getting caramel apples?
Well, she knows Snickers has a little bit of it, but it doesn't taste it as much.
I might have this at my house. If I do, I'll give it to you. Blake Schneiders, who works here, he said we need to get Mac the Chris Farley Best of Saturday Night Live DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Mac's like, what's a DVD?
What's a DVD? Do you have a DVD player? You could probably stream that on Peacock.
Do you know what a laser disc is?
Do you know what a VCR is?
Floppy disc.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know a VCR?
Yeah. Had that.
Do you know Beta?
Don't know what that is.
Do you know where in the world Carmen Sandiego is?
Did you ever die from dysentery?
Never heard of him.
Do you know who Where's Waldo is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, he's
back now
in that Etsy commercial. They found him.
Oh. Why was he always trying to go to like massive crowds?
To hide out, it's better that
but
way.
But he wore shirts that didn't hide out. You'd think he'd wear like camouflage.
So you could find them. It's very, what's the word I'm looking at? It's kind of narcissistic. Well, you can't find me, but I'm going to wear this red and white striped shirt that everybody's looking for.
And a stocking cap.
In summer.
Mm-hmm.
On the beach.
Like, if you really wanted to take your game up, you always got the I Spy puzzles or the books. You remember those?
Yeah.
I used
to
love those. And then that turned into find the five things that aren't in the next photo.
I love
those. Those will get you through a plane ride.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah. How are these two pictures different?
Well, necklace there, no necklace there.
And this, yeah. Yes.
Right. Those will get you down a rabbit hole, like, for serious days.
Yeah. Magazine? Do you even know what a magazine is?
Have you ever seen a Playboy?
Have you?
No.
Oh, wow. Bob's still got his. Do you think those will like have like a renaissance?
Yes, I do. I have the ones my mother gave me from the 70s somewhere around the house.
Mother?
Yeah. Well, my mother was cleaning. Like my mother
she
does
read
estate
the articles.
Sales. No, she does estate sales. So she goes into these people's houses and prices everything, right? I want to have an estate sale at my house just to get rid of all the crap we have, right? Just come in and buy this stuff, get rid of it. And so she'll find stuff at these estate sales before it goes to the market. She'll send me pictures. Do you want this? Would you want something like that? And, you know, the most recent was like a baseball card sticker book from the 80s that had George Brett on the front. They're like,
whoa,
that's cool.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah. So I got that. She goes, this place has this stack of Playboys from the 70s, and do you want them? I'm like, yeah, actually, I do. F's sake, right?
You
know?
Why not?
And so I'm like, yeah, bring them out, you know? And so I've got these old Playboys. I don't remember where they are now, somewhere in the, I don't know. I may have tossed them. I don't know. I got to try to find them, but have you ever seen a Playboy?
Change your damn mind.
Person,
you see a centerfold from the 70s.
The Barbie
like, hey,
twins,
like
man.
Like, it looked like that.
Gotta go over to Bob's house.
The Playboy Playmates from back in the day, though, man. Woo.
Somebody says, Farley's death also caused us to have Kevin James. Could you imagine grown-ups with Farley instead of Kevin James? I don't want to think about that.
That's a good deep text. You must have been listening to his worst interview ever, Kevin James. Ugh.
They
he
sell
could be
vintage,
knocking on the door. I tell him to stay out.
They sell vintage Playboys down at the store Fetch in the West Bottom. So if you want to go and check out some, you know,
got Friday plans,
you want some retro boobs in your life.
And it's cool to look at the stuff from back then and like what they were advertising
and
you know, the whole thing.
Chiefs Broncos Sunday at noon.
Whiskey and cigarettes. Buy them now.
Coming up on the other side, the after-hour segment that made it to the morning show, it is our Richards of the Week on the other side.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.